Welcome to Woolsthorpe Gossip, and I'm Will.
I'm Kate.
We're here to talk to you about what's going on here at Woolsthorpe Primary School.
At the moment, everyone is getting busy for the school fete, which is being held in a couple of weeks.
Now, there's going to be a garden stall, food stalls, the lot. But best of all is the Great Adventure, which is based on the hit TV show The Amazing Race.
Yeah, you need to be grade 5 to year 9 to enter and need a team of 4. There are some amazing challenges and great prizes up for grabs, including $200 for first prize.
I've heard of a team that will enter. Team members are Massey, Josh, Damien and Ben. They seem to be pretty excited for the challenges ahead.
We'll have more gossip about Woolsthorpe Primary School after the break.
Welcome back to Woolsthorpe Gossip. Now, everybody knows that the netbooks are on trial and around summer Victoria. So we've decided for Woolsthorpe, we are going to ask some questions about the netbooks from some of the fellow students that own. So Molly, we are going to ask you a few quick questions about the netbooks. Why and what do you like about the netbooks?
I like the netbooks because everybody has one, so we don't have to wait in lines in the computer room, and they have great programs for us to present our work on. And I like how small they are, so it makes it easy to carry them around the school.
So Molly, what's your favourite program on the netbooks?
My favourite program would have to be Movie Maker because it's a good way to present our projects in a fun and interesting way.
Thank you for those answers, Molly. We'll be right back with some jokes after the jingle. And it's jokes time.
What starts with an E and ends in an E, but only has one letter in it?
No, that's too hard. What is it?
An envelope, of course.
I can jump higher than a tree.
You can't jump higher than a tree. That's impossible.
Yes, I can, because trees don't jump.
There once was an old lady who had 3 neighbours, a butcher, doctor, and a blind man. One day, the old lady was in the shower. The door knocked, so she grabbed her towel, wrapped it round her, and answered the door. It was the butcher. The butcher said, "Congratulate me. I got a job at the butcher shop." So she congratulated him, shut the door, and went back to her shower. She wasn't in there for long until there was another knock on the door. She came out of the shower, wrapped her towel around her, and answered the door. It was the doctor. The doctor said, "Congratulate me, I just completed a very difficult surgery." So she congratulated him and went back to her shower. There was another knock on the door, so she thought it must have been the blind man because all the others that had visited her. So she forgot about her towel, went over to the door and opened the door. It was the blind man. The blind man said, "Congratulate me, I got my eyesight back." And lucky last, where do you find lakes without water and roads without cars? A map, of course. We'll see you next week with
Woolsthorpe Gossip!